Stringfellow Diary by Owen Reynolds. So, by now folks, I'm sure some of you are rushing to this column first by virtue of the title. Alas, but to quell your excitement for much calmer things reside here. Admittedly there was some debate on changing the name in response to the smirks, but hey, I like it, because for me, it holds many meanings. Our backstop rebanding project is progressing very nicely. With about 17 done so far, they still need to be subject to the full rigors of a competition, so we're not out the woods yet. We selected the worst with shot-out center foam and decaying frames. We had some worries about layers becoming unmanageable once relieved of their original banding, but surprisingly they held together. When exposed, we divided the layers in two and switched them around, meaning what was originally the top and bottom of the foam effectively became the new center. New top and bottom frames were skillfully routed and assembled with precision by Nick Anton. The next step was to position the new frames up against the rearranged foam. This is where myself and Tom Joyce stepped in, using ratchet strapping to get the compression just right. We also found that when we arranged the strapping such that one ratchet was on one side and the other ratchet on the opposite, we avoided bellying with one side being more compressed than the other. Using 12mm polyester strapping, a strapping tensioner tool and banding clips, we set about reassembling them. QC, of course, involved shooting at them at 10 yards with a 32-pound bow. With only a handful left to go, time and longer-term competition use will no doubt tell a truer tale, but so far prospects are promising. On another note, the Lish Archery Youth League is progressing very well, entering round 6, out of 12, as I type. Every one of our 29 archers are showing improvements in their technique, a testimony to the benefits of regular practice. 40°C temperatures are failing to deter those who opted for the Saturday morning sessions in the woods. As mentioned previously, as predicted, we have noticed how matters in equipment and form can affect the score over time. This has allowed us to identify and work to resolve certain issues some archers are having. Again, a huge thank you goes out to the Lish Archery Committee, coaches and archers for their time and dedication.